live, and you can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so head over there and enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. For those of you just tuning in, we are discussing the historic trial of one Jim Johnson, a friend of ours, somebody who has been here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project for a long time. Mark, he moved here before you and I did, actually.
Indeed.
So much longer than all three of us. And he was facing a jury trial last week, the very first ever jury trial of any Free State activist that I'm aware of. And the jury found him guilty of so-called criminal trespass, based on some really flimsy stuff. A man who claims, as a correctional officer, to have come out and notified everyone that they had to leave, which none of us heard. Dale, did you hear it when you were there?
No.
I did not either. And Jim said he didn't hear it, and he called up somebody onto the witness stand who said that he didn't hear it. But nonetheless, five cops said that the man said it, so therefore Jim must have heard it.
Well, in fact, what I did experience was there was a time when I'm pretty sure that's when he said for us to leave, but I didn't hear him. I saw his lips move, mm-hmm. and he was looking in our direction. Yeah. And he looked really timid and like afraid, and which I thought was silly because we weren't doing anything threatening.
Right.
But you know, just large numbers of people, and I guess he just thought we were
odd. They don't know what to think of that.
They don't know what to think of it. But I actually did a peace sign at him, and I smiled at him, and I was like, look, don't be afraid to come up and talk to me. That was my whole point. And if you want to come up and say, you've got to leave now, then I would have left. But
right.
I did not hear what he said. I suspect that's when he was telling me to leave. And I did honestly say on the witness stand, I bet that's when he was telling us to leave. But I did not hear him, and so I didn't, you know, I think I said something to that effect. I saw him move his lips.
And when you say,
I saw him make a very vague gesture, like waving his hand toward the parking lot.
When you say on the witness stand, you don't mean during this recent trial,
you mean
during your trial.
During my trial, I decided to testify.
So we're talking about some of the things that went wrong, some of the things maybe that could have been done differently, but it's easy for us to look, you know, hindsight being 20/20, it's easy for us to say, well, I would have done that, and I would have done that. It makes it a little more difficult when you are the one with the pressure on, when you're the one who's standing there all alone trying to defend yourself.
Yep.
And so I would have liked to have seen more mention of jury nullification, because I know that you can do it in New Hampshire. There was the Nurse Patricia trial where a lady was convicted of having growing marijuana plants. And during her trial, her attorney brought up jury nullification, which is an extra ballsy thing to do. I mean, for an attorney to do something like
that. Yeah, that's very surprising.
They're scared.
They're under duress, essentially.
Right. The attorneys are frightened.
It's a conflict of interest with any attorney
because they've sworn an oath to administer the court's rules or whatever,
yeah.
and they're essentially an officer of the court, and then the judge could have them disbarred for doing things the judge doesn't like. So this attorney brings up jury nullification, explains it to the jury, and encourages them to nullify it in Nurse Patricia's case. Unfortunately, that didn't help either, because in that case, the jury came back unanimously guilty and convicted this nurse, this sweet old lady, of you know, felony marijuana cultivation. Now she's facing a few years in prison as a result of that. So certainly no panacea. It's not going to solve all of the problems we would like to hope that it will, because people, even if they know what jury nullification is, they're still subject to the groupthink mentality, or the group pressures that you were talking about in the last hour, which are very, very powerful when you've got a group of people that are very upset. I mean, anybody ever seen 12 Angry Men?
I haven't.
Yes. It's a great movie. I highly recommend taking a look at it. It's an example of one man who does have the fortitude to stand strong against the jury.
Absolutely. Well, that's all I'm saying is the dynamics of groups. And, you know, the fact is, in groups, there's going to be one or two people, two or three people that are going to be the strong leaders. And those people are going to sway that jury one way or the other. The rest of them are going to be like, I think this, I think that.
Take a moment, Mark. I know you've got Netflix. Plug that one into your Netflix. It's a classic. Henry Fonda's in it, and there's a couple of other.
Yeah, it's a movie that just, you know, everyone should watch, really.
It's based on a true story as
is
well.
Is it?
Yep.
Oh, that's
right.
Sounds like it.
The Gideon case down in, I believe it was down in Florida. Anyway, we continue.
I love it's a fascinating movie. The whole movie takes place in the deliberation room of the jury. You don't even see the trial.
You just
see them talking about the trial, and that is the whole movie, and it's riveting, and it goes by in no time, even though it's a full-length movie.
Let's go to your phone calls. We're going to continue with this interview with the juror here in a moment, but let's talk first to Lewis in Maine. Lewis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Dale, and Mark.
Yes, sir. I basically just have a number of questions, and I don't want to come across as being critical because I'm all for you. And but I was just wondering why he didn't have his own lawyer, why he conducted the case pro se.
Can you afford that?
Yeah,
pardon me?
Can you afford a lawyer?
No, that's, but I was just, if he couldn't afford it, he couldn't get a court-appointed attorney.
Would you really want an agent of the state as your attorney?
You know, I you got a point there, you never can tell. I mean,
That's an unfair question on my part, because some public defenders are really great guys, yeah. And they will
I
do
know
their...
one who's probably the only one I would trust to be my lawyer, but even so, he would be under restrictions.
Right.
That I wouldn't be under.
Exactly. There are things that the lawyer cannot do. There are things he cannot ask because he would be afraid of being punished by the bar system.
And I really wonder about
this. Right, but he could give you advice, too.
He and could.
It would be nice to be able to watch the lawyer do the thing and then sit back like I did in the jury thing, not the jury area, but the observation area. Then Jim would essentially be able to sit back and watch what the lawyer does and then be able to think of things as stuff goes and then tell the lawyer to do this, tell the lawyer to do that. If it comes to a situation where the lawyer can't do something, couldn't he just pop up and ask the question himself?
I'm not sure. That's what I'm wondering. I was going to ask the caller that. If you have a court-appointed lawyer, you can't just use them for advice, can you?
Yes. Well, okay, hold on now. This is an important point. Jim could likely have had what they call standby counsel, where you do have an attorney in your corner, but you are on the lead in the case.
Right.
That attorney cannot ask any questions, cannot be your front-running attorney. He's just for you.
That is a possibility. That might not have been a bad idea, actually.
Yeah, well, I guess what I'm saying is because I was just wondering about his prep before the trial, because from what I'm hearing from y'all, it seems like that there's some questions as to whether there was a crime at all. You know, I don't know what he asked the jury during voir dire, which was interviewing for the jury.
Here in New Hampshire, you can only submit questions for voir dire in advance to the judge, and the judge determines as to whether or not those questions will be asked, and the judge asks all the questions, and it's my understanding that probably Jim didn't know that, so he didn't have that.
How about discovery to find out what evidence the prosecutor was going to be bringing?
Yeah, he should have buried them in discovery, and that's really one of the places that a lawyer could have had a big effect. I think they would have still responded. They were prepared to go through a 4-day trial here, but this was an area that it was that just sort of not approached.
But to be fair, these are all things that you learn over time, and usually you learn by making the mistakes. That's how I've been to court a few times now myself, and I've made plenty of mistakes. So
I was just wondering if you thought if he had had a lawyer, would the prosecution have backed down? I guess I'm saying, you know, because they knew it was him, they figured they could just, you know, bowl him over and that they, you know, he would miss a whole bunch of things.
It's an interesting approach. I mean,
I think a lawyer would have made all the difference here. A liberty-minded lawyer, I can't say, but I think it would have.
Okay.
Well, and interestingly, there was an attorney from the public defender's office in that trial. There was a guy, I don't know if you noticed this, Mark and Dale, on the day of the trial, there was this guy that was kind of lurking around, and I just decided to go say hello to him, introduce myself, and ask him who he was and what his interest was in the case, and I forget his name, but he said he was there from the public defender's office, and that he was particularly interested in this case because it's not your typical case. You know, you don't really see cases like this.
Yeah.
So maybe he would have been able to provide that assistance that you're talking about. But at the same time, I also understand Jim, I'm not going to speak for him, but I'll speculate, to suggest that maybe Jim just doesn't want to have anything to do with their system and would feel icky bringing on a state-paid attorney onto his staff. But at the same time, you know, you did pay for it with taxes, so why not?
So there's still an issue of mens rea. I don't know if that plays a part in this. In other words, guilty intent, criminal intent. And... hello?
Yep, you're right there. Go ahead.
Okay, and then quick. I was wondering if he's going to be able to appeal it.
Good question. We'll come back to that here in a moment, and I thank you for the call tonight. More on the way of this historic case with Jim Johnson being convicted of so-called criminal trespass. Can he appeal it? We'll explain in a moment. 800-259-9231. You can take control as well. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You've heard the saying, one good thing leads to another. It's true, especially when you're talking about Cintas. Choosing CentOS for your company's rental uniform leads you to the finest service, quality, and innovation. And now it leads you to popular Carhartt branded apparel. That's right. CentOS, the leading provider of rental uniform programs, and Carhartt, the premier brand of retail workwear, have partnered to bring you a new and exclusive offering. It's the Carhartt Rental Workwear Program, only from CentOS. You'll enjoy CentOS's weekly pickup and delivery, professional cleaning and repairs. You'll look good and feel good wearing comfortable Carhartt branded apparel. You'll wear Carhartt to work, and CentOS will do your laundry. The Carhartt Rental Workwear Program is exclusive to CentOS. It's easy to get started. Have your company go to CentOS.com for all the details. That's CINTAS.com. CentOS, the uniform people.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control of these airwaves. 1-800-259-9231, joining you tonight. It's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark. You can join Dale on his websites. He's got two of them that are of interest to you. AnarchyInYourHead.com is his comic website. And then there's also his radio show, which is Prometheus Unchained. You can get that over at FlamingFreedom.com. Highly recommended and growing in popularity.
Oh, yeah. It seems to be getting more downloads every week. So.
Yep. So FlamingFreedom.com for more of Dale. Your thoughts are certainly welcome here tonight at 800-259-9231.
Identity theft. You hear about it all the time. I mean, you can't turn on the news. You can't listen to talk radio without hearing about identity theft. You know that it can cause you all kinds of problems, you and your family, all kinds of problems, especially if you're looking to keep your credit good for purchasing a car, purchasing a home. It can just occupy your mind for months. And not to mention that, but these people can find your address. They can do all kinds of things. I don't want you to suffer the personal and financial firestorm that identity theft brings. Protect yourself and your family with the same identity theft protection that I use, LifeLock. LifeLock's the best, and it's guaranteed. So join me in my mission that not one of you will fall victim to identity theft this year. I need you to call now because I was able to get you a 60-day bonus of LifeLock. If you call now, do it for yourself, do it for your family. Call 800-242-2693. It's 800-242-2693. One more time with that 800 number, 800-242-2693, LifeLock.
All right, continuing here with your thoughts on the historic trial of the first jury trial ever of a freedom liberty activist here from the Liberty Movement post the Free State Project here in New Hampshire. Our friend Jim Johnson was found guilty today on one count of criminal trespass, and that's all he was charged with. After the state spent, who knows how much money prosecuting him. They certainly spent an entire day tied up one of the county prosecutors for an entire business day prosecuting this guy. The jurors came back with a unanimous guilty verdict, and it was sad and unfortunate, and we're kind of going over some of the details of the trial. If you missed a lot of our conversation, you can just grab the archive later tonight at freetalklive.com. But we're actually in the midst of playing, we're going to return to in a moment, playing the audio from an interview with one of the jurors. So what were you thinking? I mean, this juror said that he thought the guy shouldn't have been arrested. Jim shouldn't have been arrested in the first place, but he found him guilty anyway.
Yeah, that's a really bizarre dichotomy to me. I don't know how you come to both of those conclusions.
It's on one hand, understanding at a basic level, I think, the concept of jury nullification, but on the other hand, being
he
too
was going by the letter of the law,
right? Being too heavily indoctrinated into the concept of the statism kind of viewpoint to actually break away from that, and plus having the group mentality of the majority of people wanted guilty, and so he was in that majority initially, and certainly wasn't going to break away from it.
I don't know. I mean, some of the things that he said, getting his frame of mind, he felt the jury nullification points to laws that you don't think should be laws, and in this case, I think the trespass should be against the law, whatever the law might be. If there are going to be laws, let's have things like trespassing be things that are against them. He's saying, well, what defines this type of trespassing? This type of trespassing is defined by being told personally by the owner or a designee to leave. He believes that
that was done.
That Mumbles, the sergeant that told him, Sergeant Mumbles, told Jim personally, communicated to him personally, that he was supposed to leave, and that was good enough.
Case closed.
Yeah, there needed to be. I think that there could have been a lot of examples about how, this is normally handled when you're dealing with a normal property owner instead of.
Well, especially when you're talking about the people. There were 12 people left standing in the parking lot. They weren't even at the building anymore. They were out in the parking lot, which is a very public space.
Yep.
Not doing anything but standing around talking to each other very calmly and quietly. And there was an opportunity to say, you have to go now, or you're going to be under arrest.
But they didn't.
They absolutely, no one would do that. They wanted to make an example of us.
That's right. They wanted to crack down. Now, the question before we went to break was, can Jim appeal? And in New Hampshire, the situation is this. There are three courts. There's district, there's superior, and there's supreme. I think there's also a probate, but that's not in the same chain. So district, superior, supreme. In this case, he already went to district, was found guilty there, appealed to superior because it was a misdemeanor class A, which means you can have a jury trial. He got his jury trial. They found him guilty. At this point, that means all he can do is appeal to the Supreme Court. However, despite the New Hampshire Constitution's guarantee that justice should be provided free, they charge people for appeals. And Jim doesn't want to pay the fine. He was fined, by the way. We haven't told you actually what the sentence was. Today the sentence was imposed. It's 29 days suspended, meaning that he's got a 29-day jail sentence that they've suspended. So it's kind of hanging over his head. If he gets arrested for something else within, I think it was a year or two. I don't recall. Do you recall what it was? A year or two?
I believe it was three.
I mean, told it was three by one of my producers, Damo from LibertyOnTour.com. So 3 years suspended, which is a huge suspended extended sentence.
How long was the sentence? Was
29 days.
That's what you're talking about. What the prosecutor was asking for?
Or what, I'm talking about what he got.
What actually got, because I thought it was, no, you're maybe right.
I'm being told it was three. So anyway, he's got that 29 days in jail just hanging over his head. And then there was also a fine in addition to that, a $500 fine. But, of course, there's a tax on the fine, so the fine actually came up to $625 after all was said and done, which means that if he doesn't pay the fine, that he'll have to go to jail at $50 a day. He's also trying to get community service as well, which this actually hasn't been nailed down. It was kind of weird today because at one point they kind of had this sentencing portion. The judge agreed that it was going to be the 29 days with a suspended sentence and the fine, and they agreed on all that, or the judge, you know, kind of decided on all that. But then he put the court in recess, and we all just kind of, some of us left because we thought it was over, and then we found out that some of you were still there, so we came back, and we kind of waited around for a while.
Jim was under the impression it was not over because he said recess.
Right. And then Adamo was like, after we waited around for like a half an hour, we're like, well, what the heck's going on here? There's other people showing up for other cases. We went downstairs. We talked to the people at the window and said, what's the status in Jim's case? Oh, we're done. We're not coming back for today. They'll send him something in the mail, and we'll have the rest of the sentencing later. So then we went, all left, and went out to breakfast together, and that was that. So if Jim wants to appeal, he'd have to pay $180 to the Supreme Court to even get them to look at the case, or he'd
But the Supreme Court isn't going to rule on whether or not he's guilty or not guilty.
That's correct.
The Supreme Court's going to rule on whether or not the case was handled fine, and he did. I mean, you know, like, it was a poorly defended case, and they're going to say he got his fair trial, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, so it's not going to be worth it. The only other way to get an appeal...
The judge did the right thing, mostly, in here. You know, so... It's, you know, as to how the jury should have responded, you know, I don't agree with it. As to how Jim, you know, defended his case, I don't, you know, it wasn't me up there. I'm certain I would have done a better job, but it's not my butt on the line. I'm not the one who goes out and does this activism.
So the only way he could get the appeal besides paying $180 is to fill out a financial affidavit, or so I thought. That's what I believe, because I tried to appeal a couple things to the Supreme Court, and they bounced mine back because I refused to fill out the affidavit. I cited their constitution, and I said, well, your constitution says your justice system's supposed to be free, and they wrote me back, kicked it back in my face, and said, oh, no, that just means that we're not subject to bribes. So you can still pay our fee.
Yeah, we're sick of you annoying us.
Or fill out this two-page detailed financial affidavit. But one of the ladies that actually has some experience in the system kind of doing things pro se said that she got them to waive the fee once by writing her own affidavit and basically just swearing in a testimonial that she can't afford to pay it. So she didn't fill out their form at all, and she got it approved. So maybe there is another road. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there for free. Head on over and visit m.freetalklive.com. If you've got a mobile phone, a smartphone, you can access our mobile site by going to m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and our podcast. That's m.freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduates, graduate students, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all kinds of journalism and public policy. Interns have gone on to ABC's 2020, the Financial Times, Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, The Economist, Cato Institute, many more. The internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, and training throughout the summer. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information. You can sign up there to receive updates and reminders. This is a great opportunity for somebody who's in college and or just recently gotten out. Libertarianinternships.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. We've been talking about a trial in quite a bit of detail that many of us, all of us saw. Mark, you were there. Dale, you were there for the initial trial. And then today was the final deliberations of the jury bright and early this morning, which took just a few moments. And they came back with a guilty verdict, unfortunately, for our friend Jim Johnson, who committed the vicious, horrible crime of going to an ostensibly public jail and walking around this unsecured facility because there's no fences or any kind of security measures to actually prevent you from walking around this jail. You could walk up and approach this jail from any one of 360 degree directions. I mean, there's nothing in the way except for like a forest on one side. I mean, there's nothing.
No fence.
So he was convicted of basically being in a public place and assembling with his friends, including you and I, Dale. We were also convicted of this, but we didn't get jury trials because they jacked our charges down to violations to prevent us specifically from appealing to a jury.
Yep.
And he was found guilty today.
Probably in response to the fact that Jim appealed and got a jury.
Oh, I agree.
I think that they were like, oh, we don't want to let everyone do that. And then we'll
you're
have
damn
a
right
jury
they don't.
Right.
Because Jim's trial took an entire business day. And this was in a week in which the court system here in New Hampshire had to take Friday off because once a month they have what they call unpaid furlough days here in New Hampshire due to the fact that, well, like a lot of state governments around the country, the New Hampshire system is in a problem. They've got a budget crisis going on. Now, New Hampshire is actually better off than a lot of the state governments around the country. That doesn't mean that they're not crunched for money. And so they're just having to shut down the courts. And so they essentially had their courtroom shut down for 2 out of the 3 days because one day Jim Johnson's trial was taking up the entire courtroom. So it's proof, even though that Jim was convicted and found guilty, it's still proof of, I think, my claim that mass non-cooperation and civil disobedience is can be a very effective method for bringing the system to a grinding halt. Imagine if they did have to give all 12 of us jury trials. That'd be a whole month's worth of jury trials, basically.
More.
Yeah. Because everybody would have a different approach, and we might call more witnesses than Jim would have called, and who knows how we'll...
Yeah, and like I said, Jim shortened his trial quite a bit by coming to some agreements with the prosecutor and judge. It could easily have been a 3-4 day trial. Easily.
So we talked to a juror outside of the courthouse, managed to grab one of them who was kind enough to speak to us and express what he was thinking, which was somewhat contradictory in that he thought that Jim should never have been arrested, but on the other hand, he believed that by the letter of the law that he was guilty, so he found him guilty. So let's continue with the interview here.
I was a bit torn on the issue.
Right.
You did not
take a year.
Yeah. That would have been... I think that would have been awful.
So you feel like he never should have been arrested in the first place.
Well, I think...
But because
he
was...
It was a judgment call on the part of the police, for sure.
Did you feel it was hasty?
I think you could let him go.
Did you feel it was hasty on the police's part to just walk up and arrest people without even giving them a warning first?
I felt like I don't know what happened there because they didn't say, yeah, I figured
I
maybe
what
you
happened
were.
There. I don't know what happened there.
And that's a shame. It's a shame that the jurors never heard that the time when the 12 people were arrested, including Jim, they were standing out in the parking lot discussing where to go for dinner. And then the police came up and immediately placed him under arrest. They didn't say, you've been asked to leave. If you don't leave right now, we're going to arrest you, which would have been very easy to do and could have avoided this entire incident. No, they very specifically chose to make an example. They wanted to punish us.
I think Jim tried to touch on this during the trial.
Right.
He asked one of the cops, like, well, would you have done this in any other case? Well, and the cop's answer was very vague. He said, well, there would be some circumstances under which I would have done that in some other cases. And he never got to find out, well, what are those specific circumstances in which you would just show up and arrest somebody, you know, right out the gate without even talking to them first. And having some of us come up to testify would have helped with that, because one of the nice things about getting up and testifying in a friend's trial is that if they ask you a question, you can just ramble on with your answer. You don't have to just say yes or no. You can say yes. And, you know, I'd like to say that we went to the old jail a number of times and walked around it and didn't have any problems, so I had no idea that, yes, sure, I saw the no trespassing signs, but given my prior experience, I had no reason to believe that we were trespassing.
And Minnow's only been to one other jail, whereas I've been to three, and then the exact same thing, every single one of them.
And, you know, if you had the 9 people that were arrested for this, the other 8 people that were arrested for this, up on the stand, and each one of them kept on saying, oh, yeah, I was found not guilty of this. This is silly, or whatever. If each one of them said it...
I'm not sure that... See, that's the problem, is I don't think that was allowed.
Of course it wasn't allowed, Dale. So what?
Late.
What are they going to do? Hold the witness?
No, you're right. You can get it into the jury's ears, even though the judge says, disregard that.
Right, because
you're not allowed to consider that.
Each witness would be told not to do it, but each witness is sequestered.
So they haven't seen the rest of the trial. Exactly right. We continue with the jury.
Because they didn't say, I figured maybe you were. I wasn't there. They didn't describe exactly what happened in that parking lot, but if it was me, and I'm not a police officer, so maybe he probably knows what he's doing better than me. But
there's that attitude the cops are professionals.
that's straight out of my last comic I did with the magic badge. That makes you competent,
Right. They're just human beings. They lie, and they have feelings, and they make mistakes. Make a lot of mistakes, as a matter of fact, which is another good reason to take your charges to trial, because you'll find out what their mistakes are, and you'll actually get their evidence and see if they haven't crossed their T's and dotted their I's.
You probably, if I were him, I probably would have said, you guys better get out of here, or I'm going to hurt you.
That's usually how they do it. Typically, they'll come and they'll say, hey, we don't want to arrest you, so can you take off? And then people leave. And in this case, they just came and swooped us up.
Yeah, no, I'm fully aware that basically the crime here is taking one last lap around that jail. And it seems kind of minor, and they could have let it go.
Yes, he's absolutely right. They could have
so
let
could
it go.
And so could the jurors, because you have the ultimate deciding power in this case.
Right.
A single juror could have hung this jury and said, no, this is a silly thing to arrest someone for. I'm not going to pronounce him guilty.
I don't really care about the law in this instance. I'm not going to spend my tax-paying money to put this guy in jail for up to a year. We all know what a first-degree misdemeanor brings. We all know that it's up to a year. I'm going to save the people of Cheshire County this kind of money because this is flaming stupid.
They didn't know, though, Mark. I don't think we all here on this show know what a misdemeanor is.
Yeah, but we have disproportionate legal knowledge compared to the general public.
Yeah, which is another problem.
Which is bizarre because I consider it like this blasphemous religion, but I do know a lot about it.
We've been thrown into it. We have to know more.
It's like someone who it's like an atheist who likes to argue with Christians all the time. They learn the Bible.
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of how we are.
Do you find it interesting that there were several things that were similar at the old jail that they hadn't messed with?
I hadn't given much, that much thought because I didn't know anything about the old jail. Right. It just wasn't discussed much. Anyway,
I'm tired of this interview.
we're going to wrap it up here.
No, I'm saying that's how sound in his voice.
I don't think that's the sound in his voice. I think it's the kind of a creeping disappointment with what he could have done. I think he knows he could have done more. And at the same time, as he said multiple times now on two different things, that he wasn't well informed. He didn't know what was going on in the parking lot. He wasn't told enough about that. He didn't know what happened at the old jail.
That should be introducing reasonable doubt in his mind.
Yeah.
You know? But that, in my mind, that's what you think, okay, there's a lot of stuff that didn't come up in this trial. We don't know what's going on. They didn't clarify it for us. And that should be a lot of reasonable doubt.
He didn't know. And bringing those things up and spending more time doing a defense would have, I think, at first in the beginning, I thought, well, this is a good idea to take it and keep it short and be respectful of the juror's time. But it didn't help Jim. No. I think fleshing out his case more would have helped him.
That wouldn't have necessarily taken a lot of time either.
No, we're coming up here. You can take control at 800-259-9231. Bring up anything you want. It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard the saying, one good thing leads to another? It's true, especially when you're talking about CentOS. Choosing CentOS for your company's rental uniform leads you to the finest service, quality, and innovation. And now it leads you to popular Carhartt branded apparel. That's right, CentOS, the leading provider of rental uniform programs, and Carhartt, the premier brand of retail workwear, have partnered to bring you a new and exclusive offering. It's the Carhartt Rental Workwear Program, only from CentOS. You'll enjoy CentOS's weekly pickup and delivery, professional cleaning and repairs. You'll look good and feel good wearing comfortable Carhartt branded apparel. You'll wear Carhartt to work, and CentOS will do your laundry. The Carhartt Rental Workwear Program is exclusive to CentOS. It's easy to get started. Have your company go to CentOS.com for all the details. That's CINTAS.com. CentOS, the uniform people.
It's the shirt you wear most, an essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt, and for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford Dress Shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more, but we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs or our traditional straight collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and Biggins all sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today and you'll also receive free monogramming and $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford Dress Shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details.
or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And to join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there. We give them to you for free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country so more people can hear the message of freedom. And in this case, jury nullification, which is, I think is a really important idea. And it's an important idea to get into people's heads and then get them to act on it. It's one thing to understand jury nullification. It's another thing to actually nullify, to actually take action and do that. And so we've been kind of talking on and off about that here throughout the night as we've been discussing a historic trial that occurred here in Keene, New Hampshire, with a Free State Project participant, Jim Johnson, being convicted of criminal trespass. We'll continue an interview with a juror here in a moment.
Listen up for something new from Ruger. The Ideal Carbine, the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's designed to meet the Scout Rifle criteria of hunt, fight, and defend. An affordable, versatile, reliable rifle delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all, bold-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle to have if you can have only one. Visit Ruger.com or stop by your local firearms retailer today. It's Ruger.
All right. 800-259-9231. We're going to get back to your calls here in a moment. Just want to wrap up this interview here with the juror who was kind enough to take the time to answer some of my questions on video outside of the courthouse after his jury found our friend Jim Johnson guilty of a so-called criminal trespass for walking around a public facility, the outside of a jail. And that was his crime. It was just absolutely ludicrous. The video is going to be up at some point at freekeen.com when I get off my butt and I actually put the editing. I'm using a new editing program, so I've got to learn. I'll get a little learning curve as well to adjust to. So anyway, here's the remainder of the interview with this very nice man who I think understands inherently that what he did was the wrong thing, and he feels bad, kind of dejected, a little bit bad about it, and we continue. But he, you know, groupthink, group pressures, peer pressure, it's very alive and real when you're on a jury, from what I understand. So, continue here.
How do you feel about, like, nobody, there was no proof on the state side of actually him actually heard the order? I've been sitting right next to people who have said something, but due to being having attention elsewhere, like, haven't heard somebody say something right next to me.
I think there is a small chance he didn't get the order, but it's just very
that's
small.
That's not reasonable
I didn't
doubt, right?
Yeah, I understand that, you know, reasonable doubt is not doesn't mean that there's like some minuscule chance or something. I mean,
I understand that doesn't mean that too, but I mean, I just
although I do feel a lot of other things introduce reasonable doubt. Lots of other things introduced a considerable reasonable doubt.
I mean, Jim isn't the spry young chicken. I mean, there's all kinds of things going on, and I
can sometimes barely. I'm like a demo. Even in a conversation, sometimes I have trouble hearing what someone's saying when they're 2 feet away from me, just because of whatever. There's something else going on in the background, and you're in a crowd of people in this case. There's people talking about all kinds of things.
And also, he asked the sergeant to repeat in the tone of voice that he used, his order, and the sergeant. You know, came as close as he could, but his tone of voice wasn't loud. He said, "Well, it might have been louder than that."
Yeah.
Look, if you can't repeat in the tone of voice that you said it when I ask you to do it in that tone of voice, then how am I supposed to believe it's louder?
I think I could. It rose to the level of like a reasonable doubt.
Reasonable doubt, it wasn't.
Well, I mean, there were a couple of people who thought it also at first that there was reasonable doubt there. And I understand their point of view. And there's an argument to be made there. But I thought in the end, man, he was right there. The whole, the fact that the way the whole crowd reacted and were leaving, he had to know that.
He said that the whole crowd leaving, that's something the prosecutor tried to insert into the minds of the jurors, but that did not happen.
But
and if they just showed the video, and it, not, you know, and it was driving me nuts that someone didn't say, no, stop, play the video. He was fast-forwarding it. Mm-hmm. And even in the fast-forward, you could see that they were not leaving. But he kept saying that. He introduced it into their minds that here's the crowd leaving, when in fact that was not what was happening. At least not most of the crowd.
For them to go.
But for me personally, the next question would be, like, public property, we're all forced to pay for that property. Therefore, we should be able to use it and peacefully protest anywhere. I mean, this is, you know, the Constitution says you can peacefully assemble to protest anything,
I mean,
anywhere
that,
on public property.
I mean, that's another issue. Unfortunately, that really wasn't discussed much.
Absolutely.
Sure.
He's
another
right.
problem.
Yes. He's right.
That's true.
Well, in fact, they said early on, this case is all going to be about whether they were asked to leave.
You know, whether you like it or not, people have a belief system regarding the Constitution. Whether we agree with the Constitution and its concept, and, you know, I know we all didn't sign it, and the government doesn't care about it, but people do. And so it doesn't hurt to bring it up in the Trump. Hey, First Amendment, right to assemble. Look, it's right here. Sir, can you read this? Hand the First Amendment to a Mumbles. Mumbles, can you read? Make sure you're loud about it.
Mumbles.
Can you read what this First Amendment here says? You can do that stuff in the court and,
yeah.
you know, bring that up. Or the 10th in New Hampshire, Article 10 of the Constitution is your right to revolution. If you're sick of the government, you have, according to the New Hampshire Constitution, the right to do something about it. And
you have the obligation. You have the moral obligation to do something about it.
So that would have been another thing to bring up again. You know, live and learn, right?
Yeah. Trial.
Should that have been brought up, do you think?
Well, I'm not a lawyer. I can't say, but it really wasn't discussed during the trial.
It sure wasn't.
And so I didn't really know. So I just went by. I just
on public property every weekend.
Yeah, and I think they should be able to do that.
Right.
I mean,
the park property and the jail property are the same. You know, they're both public property.
Yeah, but I know you're right. But I mean, there's public property, and all I can go by is I know there's public property in the U.S. that you're just not allowed to just walk onto. You can't just walk onto.
I have to agree with him. If you're going to have a publicly owned jail, like, for instance, the right of people to peaceably assemble and build a scaffolding up the side of the jail.
Right, yeah. Most reasonable people would agree that that's success. You know,
well, we peaceably assembled the scaffolding. What's wrong with that?
Right. So, like, there's things that I can see why a member of the public would say, you know, that perimeter road around the jail, like, you just can't go marching around that. We didn't build that perimeter road.
But it wasn't even brought up at all.
I know,
and I think it would have been incredibly relevant to point out that there were no security apparatus to prevent
And again, the precedent had been set at three different jails that was right. okay to do.
And the confusion that would have been brought up by the fact that it was public property and mentioning that it's public property and mentioning that, hey, you know, we thought we could be here. We've been at three different jails. Da, 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 da.
Well,
and
now the precedent has been set that it's been found, someone's been found guilty of being at this jail, which is not a good precedent. So the question is, will this scare activists off from doing anything else at the jail? Or should there be
there hasn't
a
been
reprise?
Anything. Nothing is, it's been a year. Nothing's happened at this jail.
Well, right. Many of us have been banned
if you
from
guys
being
wanted
there.
To stake your claim
if I
at this
show
jail,
up for any reason at all, even to visit someone in the jail, they'll arrest me.
We have been the flag should have been put in the ground that week afterwards if that's what you wanted to do.
I understand that, Mark, but it's hard for people who do civil disobedience to continually do more civil disobedience because they crank up the penalties on you. So it would be nice to see another 50 people show up to this jail to protest Jim being put, like if Jim ends up going to jail, which he may still, the sentencing procedure here is not entirely completed yet. He may still end up having to go to jail if they won't accept community service, in which case, will the activists make a stand on this at some point? I don't know. That remains to be seen. Numbers would certainly help that, and you can help us out by coming here at freestateproject.org, but you certainly don't have to do disobedience. There are all other kinds of things you can do. Let's continue.
Air Force Base.
They put fences up there, right? Like, they do.
We did talk about this. They should have. They really don't want people walking around there. They should put a fence up.
Right. How can they call it secure if there's no fence or anything like that?
Yeah,
building's clearly secure. You can't get in.
Exactly.
But the rest. I don't want to hold you up anymore.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Yeah.
I appreciate your time.
Good luck.
Man. Thank you, sir.
Too. Yeah.
Thanks for talking to us.
Take care, bud. Appreciate it.
Really, really nice guy. And very agreeable. I mean, on a lot of the things that we talked about, he was completely in line with what we had to say. Like,
and I'm sure
right on the same wavelength.
I'm sure there's also, it's great that he stopped and talked to us, knowing that there's a, you know, we were friends of the defendant, and he just found our friend guilty. So it could be intimidating or something to feel like you have to talk to the people that you just convicted their friend of a crime, you know.
Yeah.
So that, you know, kudos to him for, you know, sticking around and talking.
That's what you guys wanted to.
That's kind of funny.
So,
because you had an effect, like you had one person being close is good enough, you know. I mean, that's enough.
It's good to know that you're with us on the marijuana thing.
I didn't say that. This is probably going to end up on the internet.
You better believe it.
Bye now.
It is on the internet.
So there you have it. And I think that pretty much wraps up our comments on the Jim Johnson situation, the very first ever, and probably not the last, trial of a liberty activist here in New Hampshire. I know our very own Meg, our Tuesday night co-host, is expecting to be put on trial for standing in front of a police car last year. So that's still to come. And I'm supposed to be put on trial for like 5 Class A misdemeanor counts for various different things that I did last year, including standing in front of the police car, including the drinking game. But they haven't responded to my demand for a jury trial. It's just been sitting out in limbo for 4 months.
Do me a favor, get a lawyer.
What?
Do me a favor, get a lawyer.
I don't do that stuff. And we're coming up here. You can take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour number 3 is next. If you're on the line, your calls are coming up, and you can get on the line, too, by dialing in at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice, and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. 686-2237.